Now, also this week, you've heard of a match made in heaven. What about a match made in a cell? This is meiotic matchmaking. Now, one of the big questions in biology is when you want to make a sperm or an egg, it's really critical that you only have one copy of each of the chromosomes that are in your cells in those gametes. You've actually got two copies of each of your main chromosomes. So how do you separate them? How do they know each other? How do they know? How does a cell count and know it's got one of each one? Well, there's an intriguing paper. It's in the journal Science this week, and it's by a lady from Japan called Da Chao Ding. She's based at the Advanced ICT Research Institute in Kobe. And she has found a gene called SME, SME2. And by using yeast, and in fact she used a type of yeast called Schizosaccharomyces pompeii, it's a simple organism to study because it's only got a small number of chromosomes, unlike us, which have far more. What she's found this gene does is it doesn't actually code for anything in the cell, like a protein, like most genes do. What it instead does is it just makes a string of RNA, a short strand of genetic material. And by studying cells under a microscope, she saw that each of a pair of chromosomes produce from this SME2 gene a little string of this RNA message. These then form up and tangle to form a sort of dot-like structure in the cell, and then they rejoin to their original site on the chromosome where they came from. And this has the effect of tethering the two chromosomes together and aligning them correctly. And this is also very important because when chromosomes are preparing to make gametes, sperms or eggs, they also swap genetic material, the corresponding bits of each chromosome between them. That's called crossing over. And it helps to increase genetic diversity. But if they weren't going to swap the right bits between them, they would muddle up the genetic code and they would produce gametes that weren't viable. So although she says this isn't probably the only way in which the process happens, it's the first insight into a way in which chromosomes can recognise each other and then get themselves together in the correct alignment and in the correct order.
I think that's great because certainly when you look at something like human cells trying to do meiosis, it's basically like trying to untangle 46 balls of string and then line them all up. So no, it's really interesting stuff.